Module 6, Classification. Once you have established the context of records, you will need to begin the classification process. By implementing classification, you will be able to build links between the records that assist in the retrieval and the clarification of records. There are different methods of classification, but functionality is a conventional classification method. Once the functions are established, they can be prioritized and assessed. Functionality. Assessing functionality must begin by identifying the primary functions of the organization. A functional analysis will assist in this first step towards classification. Some functions are common to all businesses, such as finance, and can be guided by the established examples. Other functions may be specialized according to the activities of the organization. Identifying functionality must begin with the top levels of functions, such as sales, and will define the scope of each one. The records are then broken down to the intermediate or secondary functions, tertiary or subfunctions, and elemental processes, which are the very basic steps. The series is made up of all of the substeps or actions in the subfunctions. Prioritize. Once the functions are identified, they need to be prioritized according to the current systems, the resources available, and the support available. Begin with a top priority and outline the parts of the function or subfunction along with their relationships to each other. This should break down the process level where the actions occur. The process analysis is an effective tool in this action. Computer programs are also available that will help identify the components of each of the functions and subfunctions to create a model to guide the record management process. The functions prioritized must be clearly distinct. Operational and managerial functions must be separate even if they are similar. For example, a budget meeting would be different from a meeting of the board of directors. The task will be complete when every process is identified. Assess and review. Once the functions have been discovered and prioritized, an assessment and review are necessary. As you assess the functions, create a model to guide the creation of files and in their series. A large number of records require greater detail in the model. Additionally, the model should be assessed to determine if it is reusable. Well-made models are effective for routine or repetitive processes, and they can extend to the elementary levels. Creative processes may need to be classified or shortly after they are completed, and the model will not extend so far. After assessing the model, review it and label the different components. Create the label titles by using transitive verbs or corresponding nouns. Transitive verb plus predicate or noun. Create budget or budget creation. Develop a tool. The model will work as an efficient tool, but creating a diagram with the identifier will serve to accurately create and divide records into files and subfiles. These diagrams can be developed using record management software or they can be created manually. The model and diagram will help create, capture, and maintain records. The model and diagram may demand a shift in the process and affect the final outcome of the system. Case study. Lisa and Richard began a small business. At first, it was easy to maintain the few records that the company had. After 5 years, they had significantly expanded. Lisa had a system based on broad functions. All of the financial records, both sales and purchases, were stored together, for example. No one was able to find anything that Lisa filed away. Even Lisa was not able to find items as time continued. Employees complained to Richard, but he refused to address the issue because the records were Lisa's responsibility while he worked with people.